welcome. This is the Bros and Breezes podcast, where we're just a couple bros kind of shooting the breeze, just talking about things that I guess don't really matter. I'm Micah.
I'm Shane.
And here we are. Let's get going.
So how's your week, Micah?
It's been going pretty good now that, what is this, the second day of summer break?
Yep.
Had a lot of finals at the beginning of the week, but...
I was all done a couple weeks ago. We didn't have anything.
Really? Yeah. I had finals Tuesday and Wednesday. So, and lots of study guides and whatnot before that, trying to get up to it. I think I did pretty well on my finals, though. So.
Yeah. I got, I had all my finals on Thursday and Friday.
Of the week, the past week?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. Well, on this podcast, in the future, so today it's just us two, but in the future, we'll try to have a third person, a guest each week, have them kind of choose a topic and get rolling there. Have a variety of people, all kinds of topics. Well, just like our motto, just shooting the breeze, kind of just talking about things that are happening. And that, yeah, lots of topics that be fun to go along with this.
You going anywhere for summer vacation?
I am. I'm going to go to... Hawaii with my family and my extended family. My grandparents are taking us. Get to see, we'll get to go to the beach and everything, see Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii before. And then I think we'll even get to go see the Pearl Harbor Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Try some pineapple in Hawaii.
Yeah, I get some fresh pineapple.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to try it, because then any other pineapple that I eat, it just wouldn't be as good.
Isn't the dole plant there the dole that makes whip. And that's the where the like plant is, right? Where they have it all.
I think so, yeah. And like people like ship it from there to get it fresh. Yeah, that would be good. I'm going to Colorado, and then we're just gonna hike. We're gonna do the sand dunes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anything you, just things you've been wanting to do this summer, goals and things. I'm wanting to do some more mountain biking and whatnot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we got to do the...
A backpacking trip sometime. That'd be fun. Now that we have all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Be fun to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dole plantation is there. So they grow all the pineapples there and whatnot, too.
Yep.
Well, and then later in the summer, it's either late June. No, it's July, isn't it? The student camp for our church.
I think they made it.
Anyway, this summer, student camp with our church. We go to Henderson Hills Baptist Church here in Edmond, Oklahoma.
And then King of the Beach coming up later this week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
If you're listening and going to King of the Beach, leave a comment below. Tell us about it. You're playing, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing because I have a wedding to go to for my cousin, but... I think I'll come and watch some of them when I can.
Yep.
It's fun. Lots of things to do over the summer.
Yeah. The Bondi Bulls truck will be there again.
Yeah, they always have lots of fun things there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else? Oh, and then I have a bunch of band stuff end of the summer time for marching band.
I have a lot of basketball with AAU of band camp. And then ninth grade starting this year.
Yeah.
So between wings, tacos, pizza and burgers, which one would you choose? 1 through 4.
Wings, tacos, pizza, burgers?
Wings, tacos
pizza burger. You can do a lot with tacos, I feel like. Lots of different things you can do with tacos.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. That's a hard one. Those are all like... foods that are, like, I eat constant more, yeah. Like, regularly. Real good foods.
Mm-hmm. I think I would put wings at number one. I really like wings.
Yeah, I think some good chicken wings would be good.
B-dubs.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have to agree with you. Although, I don't know, a good taco.
Yeah, I don't think I like tacos as much. They're still good, but I think I'd do wings, burgers, pizza, and then tacos.
But I'm thinking like some, yeah, I've had some good wings before. We made some the other night when my grandparents came up. It was real good.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings better?
Probably Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. I like Buffalo Wild Wings wings better. They have more flavors and stuff, but Wingstop's fries are really good. They kind of have that, I don't know, the seasoning on it that's really good. So, Thunder game last night. This is a
yeah. I mean, last series, we're not doing so great. So far, this series, though, looking pretty good.
We're doing better. First game looked great. Second game,
it was a little closer.
Too good. But,
I mean, we still got two wins under our belt for this series. If we can just keep it up. I mean, if we could just wipe them out in the next two games,
yeah,
that'd be great. Have some time to...
I think we'll go to game five.
I think we'll at least have, probably one left.
Go back to the Thunder.
Yeah, and then once we're back home, we got it.
Yeah, Thunder crowd's the best.
Uh-huh. They have all, the shirts. It looks crazy for the playoff games when it's all uniform. Where was that other one? Who were we playing? Anyway, I remember it was it the Bears? The Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies.
Yeah. I remember they didn't have shirts, and I thought ours looked a lot more.
Yeah, it just
looked our so crowd
much.
Looked a lot. Yeah.
And they're always chanting, always saying MVP.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anytime Shay's throwing a free throw or anything, it's always
Well,
it's funny.
After he got picked for MVP later that night, the Knicks and the Pacers were playing. And Jalen Brunson was getting an MVP chance after Shea got an MVP.
Even though
he was
a little late now.
Yeah, it wasn't even a candidate. Yep. So I think the Thunder have a good chance of winning it. I think we could definitely beat the Pacers. Obviously, we can beat the Timberwolves, but we'll see how it goes. And then I think the Knicks, we could beat them. But it's surprising. The Cavs are out. The Celtics are out, Lakers, all those teams that we thought were going to go far just didn't.
If we just play like we typically do, I mean, as long as we just don't play bad, some of the games we have.
In third quarter, we get that streak, get going, pull it ahead to 20 points.
And then just match them, don't let them, even if they're scoring, we just got to keep scoring.
Yeah.
Just keep the lead.
Yep. And then football starting soonish. Got a little bit to go. But I'm still mad about that Chiefs game.
What should our punishment for fantasy be next year? Anything?
Ooh,
any ideas?
I don't know. I think it should be last year it wasn't even much of a punishment.
Yeah.
I think we should actually do something.
Just had the loser cook.
Yeah. What did he cook?
Robbie cooked
breakfast,
right? Yeah. Cooked some pancakes and stuff. We should have him on here sometime.
Yeah, Robbie. You'd be good.
Robbie. Mm-hmm. Robbie can.
Robbie G. Yeah, what are some good punishments?
We had some funny brainstorms and things from last one. Didn't we say, go trick-or-treating in July or something for one of them?
Yeah, that would be funny. Or,
Christmas caroling or something.
When does fantasy end?
I remember it's always later than I think.
But yeah, I mean, it's a football season.
It's long.
Because you play about every week, and it's 18 weeks, and then also playoffs.
So, a while there.
Yeah. So, at least 5 months, probably.
And then, made it a good way there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did okay. I think I was in the top 5 out of 10, so...
I don't remember what I did.
Were there 10 of us? Something like that.
I think
I was in the top half, though.
I did pretty good, but I had a lot of injuries, so I didn't do good in the playoffs for fantasy. Just a couple games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did win, though? Was it
Henderson? John.
Yeah. Oh, yep, he did. Didn't he win last year?
Pastor John at Henderson.
He won last year?
Did he win the last year too?
It kind of feels like he did.
I mean, I can look. Well, I don't know if I can.
Well, that I still remember Hudson lost.
I remember. I think Didn't you and Hudson like tie for loss?
Yeah, me and Hudson.
I didn't like when you guys just gave up all your players.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of.
I think Hudson petty. Didn't do good this year either. It was like
yeah, I don't
him
think he did
Luke.
Great either. He always, I don't know. John, like, picked a bunch of people, I feel like, who were injured towards the beginning, though, and then they played real well after they
came back. In, like, sixth or seventh round, I picked Jaden Daniels, and he was, like, the number two quarterback in all of fantasy. It was a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's pretty good. And they went far in the playoffs. Well, farther than everyone thought in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll get good and do something.
Yep. I think we'll... I don't know if for this episode, we might just try and go a little shorter, kind of introduce... Just let you see what it's all about. Next time, have a guest on, go a little longer, really get into some things.
Mm-hmm.
We're just having a good time.
Yep, we're just having a good time.
Yeah. Well... Oh, I mean, we could talk about some other podcasts that we like listen to.
Yep. We both like Nate Land.
Oh, yeah, Nate Land's great.
Yeah, Nate Bargatze.
They're big fans of Nate, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's never on there, but they're always talking about him, so they must be pretty big fans.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the one on Wednesday, and they were talking about, they were saying, if someone just started, like, listening now, and without watching all the previous ones, they just think they were all just like
talking
big,
about Nate. Yeah,
it was just like,
not, was he not there again? I haven't listened to.
Yeah,
it
he
yet.
Hasn't been there much
past
lately.
Few weeks.
He's shooting a movie now,
uh-huh.
and doing like shows on the weekends and things.
Yeah, he's a big comedian.
He's gotten real big.
Yeah,
he's doing new things.
Yeah, I've seen him in a couple ads like
Grubhub.
Yeah, Grubhub.
I'm not spending, I'm saving.
Yeah. He's just so
anyway,
funny.
On the podcast, they were just saying if people just started listening now, they think we're just like a fan base for just big fans of Nate, and we like just talking about him on the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what
Nate
Land.
I mean, we could be called Nate Land because we're fans.
Oh, yeah.
We are. If we get
and
big
then,
enough, bring him on.
I mean, yeah.
Or like
well, yeah.
Land of Nate.
Land of Nate. Land Nate. Nate.
The Nate.
Native land. Nate. Natey land.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like bros and breezes.
What happened
it'll
to
work.
That
take off
fitness challenge that Nate was going to do? He was going to do like.
Oh, with the
certain,
donuts?
Yeah, with the donuts.
I don't know what. I don't think they ever.
With
I've
his
ever
barber
heard.
Trainer.
What happened? When ended up happening?
I think he said it just didn't. End up happening. I don't know.
Yeah. When was it where his trainer would have to eat the donuts? Is that right?
Yeah, but he could also like bring people to help him.
Oh, and for
if
every
he,
donut someone else said
he went
he'd
down
eat one
to
less?
Like 20% body weight, he could. He had to eat like 100 donuts, but he could also bring people to help him.
I think Nate would eat the donuts.
Yeah. Bring it back up to 30 in one day.
Yeah.
Yep, he's one of our favorite comedians.
Yeah, he's coming to OKC.
Mm-hmm. Big Dumb Eyes tour.
Next fall, right?
Yep, and he's coming got a Paycom
Center.
He's got a
oh,
out.
I did hear about that. Like a best, it's a New York Times bestseller or something, mm-hmm. right?
I tried to like look it up on the library, but it's like 300 people waitlist or something. It's crazy long. And I think I saw it on Amazon too. It's like 20 or 30
yeah, it's out. Big Dumb Eyes.
Yep,
$30. Yeah, I mean, guys, is pretty new too. He's writing books, doing shows, a movie. He's big time now.
Mm-hmm. Traveling all over the country. Mm-hmm. He went overseas. I remember that. I think he went to like.
Yeah, he did a whole Europe tour a little while back, right?
Another one of our favorite comedians, Brian Regan.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because they're kind of opposites. You know? Nate's kind of like the dry humor.
Dry humor. He's just telling stories and then.
Brian Regan.
Brian!
Yelling, the crazy.
You gotta have both sides of it.
Yeah. They're both hilarious. Yeah. And have you heard of. What's his name? Tim Hawkins?
I haven't listened to really any of his stuff, though.
He's a Christian comedian. He's hilarious. He did some songs, too. You know that dress that's been on the internet that's like either blue or black or white and gold? Have you seen that?
No.
Look it up. See which color you see. Because it's just crazy. It's somehow about the lighting and how your eyes like process it. You see different colors. Yep, that one. Which one do you see?
Well, there's multiple, and I see different colors.
Really? Yeah.
But
like, I always saw blue and black.
I see blue and black. I see a couple different ones here.
It's just crazy. I think it was like...
Like this one?
Yeah.
I see blue and black. What are the other colors you could see?
White and gold or something.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like just like what it's around, or is it
it's somehow
to do with
about like the like shadows or something, and how your light, how your eyes process the light coming in.
That's interesting.
Know. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, lots of crazy science. I feel like every day, every week, I hear about something new, some crazy like gadget or new discovery.
You never think of.
Like they made those. What are the wolves? Those like dire wolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw those, and that, and then there's like the Neuralink stuff with Elon Musk.
That would be.
That sounds crazy,
crazy
that you can just like play a game with your brain.
Yeah, or like that anything? Starlink, you know, where you just have Wi-Fi anywhere.
Yeah, you can just bring it in. It somehow sucks it out of just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, have you seen like the it going across the sky? It just looks like a line of stars moving.
Oh, really?
I saw it, like, last night. It's interesting.
Like, it's something in the...
It just looks like... It's just like... I don't know. It's maybe, like, a satellite or something that goes around. I mean, I bet there's multiple.
Oh, they just have them. That way you can find... Okay, so the company has the, satellites up there, so it'll reach anywhere.
They just fly around in the sky.
Wow. And then you just buy one of their antennas or whatever, be able to get it.
And some of them just like suck on like your truck or your car.
Yeah, it's crazy that they have those suction cups that are so strong now.
Yeah.
Lots of.
It's got to be on a smooth surface.
Yeah. Well, if comment and tell us what we should talk about.
Yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes we just have great things. We know we're going to talk about this. Other times, we kind of struggle for things. We want to know what you want to hear from us. Let us know.
How about, what's your just go-to fast food restaurant? It's like, if you just had to go somewhere, you don't have anything at home, and you just had to go somewhere, where would you go?
I might just go to, like, Chick-fil-A or Brahms.
Yeah.
Get a chicken sandwich or a burger. At Brahms or chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A.
These are always good.
Something
Qdoba.
Like that. Oh, there we go. Qdoba. Go get a little burrito bowl.
I always get the same thing. I get steak, I get brown rice, and I get pico.
I like some like white rice, some grilled chicken, and then like guac.
Yeah.
Queso.
Mm-hmm.
At Fuzzy's, though, they give you like a big, real big bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten
one. I got it one time and... It's a lot.
I think I always just get soft tacos.
Yeah. I get nachos all the time. They have good nachos.
Yeah.
Queso and everything.
I had Dave's Hot Chicken the other night. That was was good.
I did
too. Really liked it.
I went to the Thunder game with my dad a while back, and we went and there's a Dave's Hot Chicken down there by the Paycom Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good.
Like in Bricktown somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Down kind of by that Fuzzy's there too.
My dad has had it before, and he said he got the medium, and it, like, wasn't bad, but he had, like, the mild. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can definitely do it. But the medium, he didn't get that one last time, and it was just real spicy, so I had to...
I like a little spice.
I mean, I like spice, but that was...
Yeah, sometimes it's a little too much.
Stays Hot Chicken. Yeah. And they have really good sauce. I like their sauce.
My grandpa, though, everything puts hot sauce on it or
really?
Something. Always needs
some
spice.
People just, like... They have to have something spicy in their meal.
We grew in the garden a couple years ago. We grew some ghost peppers.
Oh, and really?
I tried one. They're pretty hot. Yeah. It just stayed with me. It lasted. And
yeah.
Took me a while to get it out of my mouth.
It doesn't. Water doesn't.
No,
water. You have to get like milk or bread.
Bread
to
soak it up
like
or something. Yeah. So it doesn't just move it around to other parts of your mouth.
I also heard this. I think this was on Nate Land actually. That spiciness isn't like a taste. It's not like on your tongue. It's something else. Like it's not like sweet or salty or tangy or anything like that. It's a different kind of taste.
It's interesting. Yeah. That you have the different aspects of it. So I wonder if you could kind of make it completely different where things could taste different for different people, depending on how theirs are differing. Yeah. Kind of like that with the sight thing, how you see things. I wonder if you could do the same similar thing with taste or smell or something.
Maybe, yeah. Or it's like how, like, if water's so hot, like, it's so hot, but it feels cold in a way.
Oh, yeah, where you just kind of, cool numb, maybe.
Like, if you jump in the pool and get in the hot tub, your feet
feel it's like just like, ah.
So hot,
yeah,
it's cold
burning
for a second.
And then, well, yeah. And what I was thinking, like, you can take pictures of things. Like, if you want to share something with someone, like, you could take pictures of something, show them a picture of it for sight. For sound, you could take a recording. For taste or, like, touch, you could just bring it to them. But what for smell, like, if I smell a smell and want to bring it with me, share it with someone, can't really do that. They don't have a way to do that.
I saw a video. It
be
was,
crazy if
you
if
can
you
buy
could.
Canned air from different places around the world. But
huh.
There was, like, New York. There was, like, Tokyo. There's
like different air quality.
But he said,
things?
Like, in the video, like, it actually, like, reminded him of New York.
Oh, so maybe there is kind
and
of
like,
a way to do it, but
it
not just
showed,
a real easy, everyday
it showed,
person.
Like, they had air from different places. Like, it had, like, I don't know, 10% from, I don't know, just some place around New York. They just have a bunch of different things, and then and you just open it and smell it. It reminds you of home.
It's crazy. So I guess maybe they do kind of have a way to do it. Just not an easy, like, how I could take a picture of something and send it.
Yeah.
Take it and show it to someone.
Yeah, I think it's like $10 or $15 or maybe $20 like per can.
Yeah.
But that'd be fun, like, if you move away, like, I don't know, if I lived in, like, the UK or something, and I moved here and I just wanted to be reminded of it, that'd be kind of fun for a birthday present, you know?
Canned air.
Yeah.
You get one sniff.
I don't think I'd be really excited at first. But when, like, it actually smells like
the something that I'm, that I really, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Or just, like, barely open it and go.
and then keep
just
it.
Close it back up.
And now it's 10% Oklahoma, too. There's another kind of invention thing. Well, with all this new AI stuff, you know, they have ChatGPT and the things, like, make pictures and things. And then there's that, like, they have the Suno app, which I know we both used. It makes, like, different songs and things.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That's cool. I've made, like, a song for you.
Because it writes the song, and it, like, can sing it for you and things.
Yeah, and then it gives you a couple different options.
Yeah, it gives you a couple, and put the style in.
You can just do any kind of song.
Like, what you, here, I'll try it. What kind of thing? I'm going to do a hip-hop song about a podcast.
Called Bros and Breezes.
Called Bros and Breezes. Called where they're just kind of shooting breeze, talking about all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to entertain their viewers or listeners. Thanks for not viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start videoing.
Yeah, we might could add some video at some point. Yeah. That'd be fun.
And it's pretty quick about it, too. Like
It's crazy how fast it can all just do it all.
Like, takes a while to make an image or something, but that just, it's just like there in 15 seconds.
I know, it's getting so much faster. Although, I've heard it, like, takes how much water it takes per query or question or whatever, what you put in.
Mm-hmm. Say, like, 1.5 bottles of water or something. That's crazy.
Like per, and that's just for like a small thing, I think.
Yeah.
Or like each, no matter what size, it's at least like that much.
If you make like a video or something, I bet it's a lot more.
Yeah, when you try and do the pictures and things. So I guess it's, it comes at a price.
Yeah. But a lot of people use AI. It's pretty popular.
Yeah.
And it's useful.
But they can be used either way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here on Google, a single ChatGPT query consumes a small amount of water, roughly equivalent to 5 milliliters. Mm-hmm. Although this is significantly less than the previously estimated 500 milliliters.
Oh, well.
So I guess it's not as much as people thought it was.
Less.
So that's how much?
Good. I don't know. I don't know how much a liter is.
A milliliter. Yeah.
All these European measurements. Is that European?
I guess so.
Yeah. The Nate Bargatze SNL skit of the Washington Street.
Oh, with all the measurements. Yeah, you ought to watch that. That's
yeah, that's hilarious. And there's a couple of them.
So 1 cubic inch is a milliliter. The is 16 milliliters about.
Okay.
So that'd be like, what's that? Like three, just a little over three of those.
Milliliters?
Oh, I thought it said 50. Oh, five? Oh, so that's actually not
yeah,
that much
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it's not less than a cubic.
But I guess there's a lot going on. Oh, here's that song.
Frozen breezes, shooting the breeze. All these topics, it's not what it seems. What kind of shirt you wear? How's your day been?
So there's a little bit of that there. Mm-hmm. That's I might try a country version. I think this podcast could use more of it. That
yeah.
I put in hip hop for
maybe
that.
Like an indie country.
Indie country. But I mean, they have all the different, like I was looking at ChatGPT and it had like all these different AIs for different things.
Yeah, they have all the ChatGPTs. They got video, picture.
Yeah, it can make, it's crazy that it can make just videos. You give it someone. Like, that could be dangerous that you could just have,
yeah.
Make it look
I mean,
like,
it can. Like, there's
look
so
like some celebrity or
on,
someone
like, social
said
media
something.
And stuff that are just completely fake, which is AI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's loading. What's your least favorite pizza topping?
I don't get what people say about pineapple. I like pineapple.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say that too.
But I don't know. There's a lot of things that I'm like, I don't know if that'd be good, but then I try it and it's pretty good, and I start to like it.
Yeah.
There's one at Marco's here nearby called Philly Cheesesteak, and it's really good. It has, like, a white sauce, too. It tastes a lot like a, like that kind of sandwich type thing. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like that one for, like, a, you know, not normal.
Just interesting.
Yeah.
A little different. Maybe, like, mushrooms, but I don't like mushrooms normally, so.
Yeah. I like them fine on pizza, and by the, like, ooh, and like at Hideaway, they have the breaded mushroom things. Those are
really
good,
I
too.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, that might change your mind. Have you had morels before? Ever hunt?
Morels?
Morels mushrooms.
No.
You got to get them in the right season, and you can find them growing, like, just at the park or something.
Yeah.
Like at Mitch Park here.
I like those mushrooms that, like, are, like, crazy expensive that, like, pigs find. Like, truffles? Is that what they're called?
Oh, yeah.
They're tastes like chicken or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what my siblings said. The morels taste like chicken.
Really? I feel like when anything tastes like a meat, people just say it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
If I just say, like, tastes like.
My cousin tried a fish eyeball one time. We made fish or something, and he tried the eyeball, and he said it tastes like chicken. And he'll try stuff like that, like real hot, crazy hot peppers and things, all the crazy things, and fish eyes. But he won't eat just, like, regular stuff, like a regular burger or something sometimes. It's like, why?
Didn't eat the rest of the fish, just the eye.
I know. He'll eat crazy stuff like that.
Oh, at the punishment for Robbie, he did cook some bull testicles.
Some, Yeah, those were. I tried it. I mean, they aren't bad.
I think if you cook it right, it could be good.
It could be pretty good.
But it's just, I don't know. We tried them at Bad Brad's in Stillwater. Those were calf fries, though. And they were actually pretty good. But my dad did not tell us what they were. I don't know if I would have eaten them without. But now that I ate them, like, they were pretty good. I'd get them again.
All right, here's the... I tried a country version of that.
Pull up a seat, grab a drink, make yourself fat.
Yeah. Learn how to drink.
Yeah, maybe not that. Sometimes,
you need to like orange juice or something.
I feel like sometimes it's spot on and sometimes it's a little.
Pull up a seat and grab off. An orange juice.
There we go. Grab a,
has a ring to
grab
it.
A root beer.
Yeah.
Grab a soda. I guess we can start wrapping up. What do you have going on this next week?
I'm subbing in for a team and I'm going to Texas for basketball. But it's a like Under Armour tournament, so I have to have Under Armour shoes and I don't have any.
So is it Under Armour who's hosting the tournament and all?
Yeah, I think it's like an Under Armour circuit. Like it's just a Under Armour like league kind of in a way.
Yeah.
But I think Miss Emily is picking up some shoes from Dick's or something.
Well, you're yeah.
Yeah. If not, I'm just gonna tape over my shoes and draw an Under Armour symbol.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you're reffing, you heard nothing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot now that summer's out. School's out. Summer started.
Yeah.
I have a lot of free time now. Help out at home and things. What's this next week? Going to family reunion this weekend.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Where is it?
It's up in Clinton.
Okay.
Right now my great aunt and uncle are in from California.
Mm-hmm.
They live up there. We get to see a lot of people. I think my cousins will drive up from Texas. That'll be fun.
Yep.
But not a whole lot yet. Later in the summer, I have a little more going on. But right now, quite a bit of just empty time.
My family normally has a reunion, I think about this time, in Robert's Cave.
You guys go, yeah.
But I don't think we're going this year.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it.
That's it for this week.
We'll see you next time. Bye. Here on Bros and Breezes. Bye.